Okay, next down the line, we're talking a little bit about pensions. Taking an early interest in pension planning will ensure that you're able to maintain your lifestyle after retirement. And to talk to us a little bit about that, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Liam O'Riordan. He's Senior Financial Consultant of InvestWise. Good afternoon, Liam. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good. Right, pensions. A lot of people go in, they do pensions and all that. A lot of people, for some reason, don't bother about taking on pensions. How important is it to start your own pension fund?
Well, I would argue it's very important, and I know it's probably not the most exciting topic in the world to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I suppose, the exciting thing isn't what the pension is, but it's what it does for you when you retire. So we all have plans to do things when we finish work, and this is just helping you to do it.
Yeah. And again, a lot of people say, right, why do I need all that money when I'm older? They're getting their state pension, which I presume isn't very much anyway. Again, is there an argument for that?
Well, see, just because you're getting a bit older, it kind of, I suppose, doesn't mean that you've stopped living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like for many people when they retire, it's a time when they want to do the things that they couldn't do when they were working, whether it be spending more time with the kids,
yeah,
or whether it be play a bit of golf, or whether it be doing a bit of travelling, or whether it be, I don't know, exploring the things that you just didn't get a chance to do because they were funding education or they were funding keeping a family at home.
Yeah.
So now is your opportunity to do it. And like the state pension currently is €248.30 per week, which is, you know, it's not to be sniffed at.
Yeah.
But it's not going to give people, I suppose, the opportunity to do the travelling or to do the things that they would have planned to do when they were working, when they eventually finish work at age 66.
Well, yeah, I presume, well, that's what it is, really. It's just to get you to live, I suppose, basically, really, isn't it? Without any bells and whistles added onto it.
Exactly. It's a living payment as opposed to kind
yeah.
of... having a chance to do the things that you wanted to do.
Now, is there different types of pensions there, are they all quite the same?
There is, look, and there's lots of different types of pensions, but at the end of the day, all it really a pension is just a savings plan with tax relief. That's I suppose the easiest way to explain it. Now there's different forms of pensions, and a good financial planner will help you put those in place. But at the core of it, it's just a savings plan with great tax
yeah.
that's, and tax advantages. That's basically what is at its core.
Okay, so I suppose before we go further on that, I suppose right. I have people calling to your house. You have banks coming on to you, going on about promoting pensions and all that. These aren't probably the best of ways to go about getting a pension, are they?
So generally speaking, they're trying to sell you a pension, and I suppose the benefit of that is that there's large commissions to be paid and large fees to be paid to the person who's supplying it to you.
Yep.
So it's in their interest, I suppose, for you to purchase a retirement plan. The difference between InvestWise and most other firms is that we're a fee-based company. So if a client comes in to me, we're reducing all those fees to make it more advantageous for the client to do it. And they pay us a fee, so we're not getting paid by any insurance company or we're not being induced by any bank to sell you a product. The pension really is only a piece of the puzzle. Like, it's very much, what is your financial plan? What do you want to achieve? Why do you want to achieve it? Okay, well, this is the piece that's missing, and we put that in place. But we put it in place at a very, very low cost in order to make it work better for you.
So by a fee-based firm like yourself, you're shopping around to find something that suits the client rather than pushing a particular pension on them and getting huge amounts of
commission
off it. So that I presume then, like, that's you're like a broker, I presume, really, and you're trying to get the best deal for the customer.
Exactly, but rather being paid by the insurance company, we're being paid by the client.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not being induced by an insurance company to sell their particular products because they're paying me a big commission to do so. It's very much, okay, well, it's very much a financial planning firm. So the client will come in and say, Liam, this is what we want to achieve. We'll do a full financial plan for them. We'll look at what needs to be done for them. And then, as I said, if something needs to be put in place, we'll put it in place.
And I suppose, like that, Liam, that is probably the important thing here, right? Rather than just focusing on a pension, which is what we're talking about today, it is doing an overall financial plan for your client or for your customer to see what is best for them and what suits them and what needs they need at present, medium term and probably long term as well.
Yeah, it's more long term, you know what I mean? I know I've worked in financial services for almost 25 years now. And I've seen a lot of different products and a lot of different ways of doing it over the years. But at the end of the day, I suppose what's common is someone might say to me, Liam, that I need a pension today. And I say, that's great, but I have two kids that I need to fund through school and through college. So Now might not be the time that I can be funding it to the very best of my ability. But definitely in a year's time or 2 years' time, as they finish education, it makes it much more achievable. And I can put more money into it and then achieve the things that I want to achieve later on.
Is there an ideal time to start a pension?
Well, the earlier, they always say that the sooner you start saving into a retirement plan, the better, because the longer you're saving into it, the more growth that you're getting, and you've started sooner, so you've been putting money away for longer, so your fund is going to be bigger.
Yeah.
But I would argue that starting at any time is a good thing. Even if you have a couple of years left to retirement, you can fund it for tax relief. You can fund it for a tax-free lump sum. You can fund it for trying to replace an income. There's a number of ways of doing it, but it's just a matter of talking to somebody and getting the advice.
Right, and we'll say for people out there that historical pensions that they might have been paying into some here and there over time and they're probably not paid up for years or whatever like that. Well, where do all that kind of stuff work? I know of people that might have two or three pension funds, they forgot all about it. They might have paid in, you know, if you go into one job, you might pay into this pension. If you change jobs, you might be paying into a different pension fund. Does all that count still at the end of the day?
Absolutely, yeah, and as I said, they should all be looked at, because in many cases you have money that's being invested and it's growing and it's still working for you.
Yeah.
So you might not be contributing to it, but it's still money that's there. And again, it's no harm to look at all these things, because if the fees are high and it's growing,
yes,
that fee is and those charges are eating into what your potential return would be.
Right,
like,
right.
For instance, if I, we just say invested 100,000 for 7 years, and if it grew at 6% per annum, and if there was a 1% difference in the fee cost, that could have almost a 10% difference in the value of your fund after 7 years.
Yeah, which is quite a substantial amount.
Exactly.
Time, yeah.
A couple of these things that have been building up and that are kind of left sitting around, it's worth the client's time to sit down and get someone to look at them and say, yeah, do you know what, you can definitely make savings here and you can tidy it up, so that when you are making your plans for retirement, the necessary steps have been taken in advance.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we're all guilty of that. I mean, like, really, it's something we keep putting on the long finger, really, isn't it, Liam? You know, try to sort out these things, because we don't really see them coming down the line until probably they're right on top of us, and next thing we realise, oh my god, where am I going to fund this from over the next 4 years, or how am I going to fund my latter life part of the life, you know?
And it is, and it's like one of these, it's like switching your health insurance, or it's not the most exciting thing to be dealing with, and I know this is topical at the moment, and we have pension season coming around, we'll say next week is the annual pension season, so the awareness week runs from the 20th to the 24th of September, so it's very topical in the papers at the moment, but it is something that just needs a small bit of attention, just to sit down every once in a while and have a look at. And that's, I suppose, having a good financial advisor is key in that, because what you thought your plans were going to be 2 years ago may have very much changed to now. So it's good to have a relationship with somebody in a firm that you can sit down with on a regular basis, and you can change your plans as your circumstances change.
Yeah, and I suppose that is the importance of a fee-based financial consultant, that you know you're getting non-biased information, I suppose.
And also they tend to stay with the firms for longer. Like I worked in financial services, as I said, for a long time in different roles, and you'd see the people have been would move on and they'd be promoted or they'd change roles or they'd be switched around, and it's very hard for a client to have a relationship with anybody. But in a smaller firm like a fee-based firm, the staff tend to stay longer, so it's easier to build a relationship with that person. And I see even on our own firm here, there's clients going back 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And they have very strong relationships, and the next generation are coming up and dealing with the staff.
Yeah. Well, that's always a good sign. So just talk us through a typical if I was going to tomorrow, right? I have two pensions. I'm not paying into them. I have a bit of a mortgage. I've put child to go through college, all that kind of stuff. What way does it work, or how does the process work?
Well, start there'd be kind of conversations around what your financial plans are, what your hopes, and like there'd be a bit of a goal setting and saying, okay, well, Liam, this is what I'm trying to achieve. This is what we'd like to have happen. This is what our income is. These are what our expenditures are. And I would create a financial plan around basically trying to, I suppose, match your money with what your hopes are.
Yeah.
The pensions or the products, we'll obviously look at those and see what the fees that you're paying are paying and what the returns are like. And if we can, sometimes they can be just left as is, and if they need to be changed, a recommendation will be made on that. But that doesn't mean that one has to do it. You can still leave them there. But I suppose the first thing is to work out what you actually want and have a conversation around what your financial objectives are, and then putting plans in place to achieve those.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, really. It's like, I suppose, this, as the saying goes, you want the champagne lifestyle with a lemonade budget kind of thing, you know. that's not going to work either.
They put the horse before the cart, and they're trying to talk to you about the product first, or talk to you about a pension, or talk to you about trying to sell you something, as opposed to finding out what you actually want to do.
Yeah. So if someone wants to get in contact with you or anything like that, how do they go about that, or where can they find you?
Well, they can obviously look us up online, which is www.investwise.ie. And we have a Cork office, which is here in Horgan's Quay, just beside the train station, where I'm working from. And then we have an office in Dublin as well, in Ormond Quay.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get me on liam@investwise.ie, or they can get me on 087-635-6777.
Liam, as you're there, as you said, you're a fee-based consultancy. What way does that work? Is it a set fee, or can you talk to us a little bit about that?
So I suppose it depends on the amount of work that needs to be done.
Yep.
It's very transparent. So we'll have a conversation with the client and say, look, Liam, I just want to tidy up pensions. Well, then obviously there's no real financial planning in that. It's very product based. So you're just trying to, I suppose, negotiate a cheapest fee as possible for the client. So you'd have depending on the amount of work that we're going to, it would depend on the fee, but you'd have a conversation with the client and you'd explain what all those costs are in advance of them engaging. Some people want to, if you want a full financial plan where I'm spending a lot of time working out what your objectives are, what your needs are, estate planning, investment planning, savings planning, mortgage planning, the fee and that would encompass me setting up any products or investments or retirement plans if necessary.
Yeah, but like the client will know beforehand anyway. Look,
absolutely.
That's agreed beforehand, so there's no hidden charges. There's nothing like that. Yeah.
It's a model that's that's unique. It does not an awful lot of firms in Ireland doing it. It's becoming very popular in the UK, but in Ireland it's definitely taking hold. I suppose when the client engages, they'll be surprised at what kind of money is spent on fees and commissions and as I said, they tend to like the fact that we're very open and very transparent.
Yeah, and that is because I was quite shocked actually when I looked into some of the fees and commissions that were being charged on pensions and stuff. How is this happening? But it is happening, and it has been happening for many years. So that's why dealing with someone like the likes of yourselves is more transparent, I think, anyway, and it's a little bit fairer. But there we go. We are always a little slow to catch up on these things, I think.
And maybe I suppose contracts in the Irish market at the moment will start from as low as 0.35% per annum, which is really low. Do you know, considering that some companies could be charging up to 2%. So, like a 1% difference on fees can, over a 7-year period, can almost have a difference of 10% difference in your return. So it is definitely worth looking into, and it's definitely worth sitting down and having a conversation. And obviously, then if a client is happy to engage, we engage. But if they're not, at least they've got the information. Information is key in all these things.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Liam, that's great. Thank you very much for that. And I'd love to talk to you again about it sometime, because I think it's a thing that should be brought up, I think, more regular and make people aware of what is out there and what services are available for people, financial services.
Absolutely, and as I said, it's very topical at the moment because of the pension season and financial planning season coming around. It's very topical at the moment, so I'd be happy to engage whenever you need me.
Great stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Liam.
God bless.